Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. Okay, I know, you're sitting there going, where the hell was yesterday's show, Kyle? Well, regarding that, I just have a tip for you. If it's like 100 degrees outside, don't go a line in a satellite dish. Might make you sick afterwards. It is the 19th of May, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Here comes the mini-me iPhone. Okay, we don't really know if it's coming, but that's what the rumors are telling us. And let's face it, the way tech news is right now, we could use with some rumors from Apple. Anyways, back to this mini iPhone. Looks like the iPhone 12 could have another variant, a 5.4-inch version. Yeah, it's definitely a lot smaller than the 5.8-inch 11 iPhone Pro. Now, this 5.4-inch version iPhone is expected to have two cameras. No, not meaning front and back. Actually, it'll have two cameras on the back, plus that selfie camera. A much faster processor. And all for you lovely people out there that just can't get enough of 5G coming, yep, apparently that's going to be on board too. So it means if this iPhone is to be true, looks like we might be seeing four iPhones coming from Apple this fall. That is, if they can make them. And we'll tell you more about that in our next story. Ah, yes. Where do they make those iPhones? Yeah, Foxconn. And they make a lot of other stuff there, too. And because of the pandemic going around, I'm not even going to mention it anymore because we're all sick of it. Looks like Foxconn has now reported about a 90% drop in manufacturing this quarter. Now, no, we shouldn't go, I'm surprised. No, most investors already knew this was coming. In fact, Foxconn actually informed investors that the company doesn't expect to record profits and told them to brace for themselves. Never a good thing to hear that coming from a company when you're an investor. Now, Foxconn has returned to operations, but they're nowhere near the manufacturing capacity of where they were. The actual quote from Foxconn themselves is they are less than optimal at performance currently, which has to do with two reasons. The social distancing that we're all getting used to, yay. Plus, the demand for tech isn't really up there right now. Something that is up there right now, and I'm talking about demand, and I'm talking about Minecraft. All right, hands up, how many have been playing this thing since we've been stuck at home? Well, apparently a lot of us, because according to Microsoft, they've jumped to 126 million players now. That's about a 25% increase in new players, you know, since this pandemic's been going around. Not too shabby, considering the game is already 11 years old. Did you know that? I didn't know that was even 11 years old. Now, of course, Microsoft has a theory behind this other than people being at home. You know, these role-playing games giving you another connection between friends and family. Now, you would think with 126 million players now too, the servers might be going, oh man, this is a lot. But according to Microsoft, everything's good to go. And finally, do you use Edison Mail? Did you notice some emails that, that ain't my email? I don't even know that person. Yeah, there's a reason for that. Apparently, some Edison Mail users were noticing with their latest update that there seemed to be a glitch. That glitch being that you could actually see other people's emails that weren't even connected to you whatsoever. Yes, completely different accounts from different people. In fact, there was one person in the UK that actually had 100 unread messages from somebody he didn't even know who they were. Now, of course, the company said, yep, you've guessed it already. Get the bug. And it wasn't a security breach. And from what we can tell, it wasn't a security breach. Doesn't look like any passwords are compromised. Maybe just some personal information. Edison Mail has, of course, acknowledged it and have actually rolled back their update for iOS users. So if you still feel confident, you can continue using it. That is, if you don't want to choose from the other 9,000 mail apps that are available to you on the App Store. Choice is yours. If you've got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you can get subscribed to the news show. You can also support the news show over there. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can help keep the news show on the air. And I just want to say for all of our subscribers out there that do donate to the news show, thank you so very much for your support. Really, this show could not continue without you. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Network, promising none of those stupid avatars. Yeah, I didn't want to go into that news. You seen those things? Kind of spooky, aren't they? If Facebook ain't your thing, particularly those avatars that they've got now, well, hop on over to Twitter. We're there as well, at British Tech. But one place you gotta definitely be is our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.